Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to read a verse to you. And this verse is from Isaiah 55, verse 6. It was read just a little while ago. Here it is again. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Somebody left their shoes over there and their socks. I did. Huh. Well, so when your parents tell you to put something away and they say, what do they say to you? Do they say, pick up your shoes now? No. Or do they say, pick them up later when you feel like it? Or if you remember, what do they say? Yeah. They usually say now, don't they? How about your socks? You ever leave your socks on the floor? You leave all your clothes on the floor. Well, does one of your parents ever say, pick your socks up now, or pick them up and put them where they belong? Yeah. They do. How about in your family? Yeah? Good. And do you always do it right away? Sometimes you don't, do you? When do your parents want you to do it? Now or later on if you remember? When do they want you to do it? Usually now, right? Is that right?
Because maybe they will forget then they'll
be fine. Yeah, what'd you say? If you forgot what?
If you forgot to pick up clothes, they ask you again.
So they may ask you once, and if you don't do it right away, they may ask you again. And you might get your parents angry, right? Because if you said you're going to do it, and then you don't do it, you've done what? You've lied or you've disobeyed them. Yep. And we don't want to do that. No one feels good after they do something like that. But God told Israel something. He says, seek the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. So when should we seek the Lord? Should we do it now, when you're thinking about it? Or later on, maybe, if you remember?
No.
Should do it now. Yeah, when you think of it. When someone brings it to your attention. How about this? When it says call on him while he is near, while the Lord is near, when you call on him, what does that mean, to call on him?
Pray.
To pray. Yeah, so we should pray when it comes to our mind, right? We shouldn't wait, oh, I'll do that later, and then we might forget. Or I'll read the Bible, or I'll read a little bit now, but then you say, well, I'll do a little bit later, and then you put it off. It's easy to forget, and then guess what? We miss out on spending time with God. In the context where this is written in Isaiah, God, in the very next verses, brings up confession. That we should they repent of their sins before God. Imagine if we delay in that or forget, then you know what? We'll get further and further away from God. And God wants us to be close, because he says, call on him when he's near, right? When he's near. He's right with us even right now, isn't he? He is. And he wants us to pay attention to him. Call on him while he is near. That means to pray. So the best time to do it is not to put it off, right? I mean, the best time to do it is to do it now. You know, pick up those socks. The socks are clean, by the way. Just a prop. Pick up the socks. And then you put them where they belong. If they're clean, then they go back in my dresser drawer. And my shoes are going to go on my feet, because I'm going to be using them. When it comes to God, spending time with God, we should take time for him, right? And when he says to do it, we should do it then. Right when it comes to our mind, when someone talks to us about it. If they say, would you pray for me? If someone says that, would you pray for me? You say, yeah, but don't do it later. Don't wait. Instead, do it now. Right?
Yeah.
Because now's the best time, right? Yeah, it is.
Best time to pray.
Let's pray now. Okay? Let's do that right now. Heavenly Father, we pray you would help us to seek you while you may be found. Help us to call on you when you're near. You're near all the time, God. Help us to take time to call on you and to pray. We thank you. Bless these children to obey their parents well and also to obey you well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for coming out.